Throughout the holiday season, bird watchers around the world are staring through binoculars and cupping their ears like Dumbo the elephant to listen closely for birds. They're taking part in the Audubon Society's 114th annual Christmas bird count. It started on December 14th and ends January 5th. Birders head to fields, towns, and backyards. The Allegheny Front's Carol Holsapple went to the Lower Buffalo Count in Washington County to find out what it's all about.
In the basement of the Taylorstown Christian Church, Larry Helgerman is organizing stacks of Google Maps and birdwatching checklists on long tables which are usually reserved for church suppers. He's been in charge of this bird count for 11 years, and he's all smiles, even though it's still dark outside.
But just keep your checklist separate, okay? If you can.
It's just after 7 a.m., and the bird counters are arriving to pick up their instructions and find out which section of a 15-mile circle they'll cover today. They eat cupcakes with red and green sprinkles and drink coffee as they wait for their assignments.
All areas have a chance of finding good things.
From red cardinals to ring-necked pheasants with rust-colored bellies, young and old bird enthusiasts, men and women from 3 states and 8 counties are participating. About 40 people will count birds from their cars or while walking through nearby fields and roads. Bruce Ettinger has been doing Christmas bird counts since he was a teenager.
It's a very long-lasting, well over 100 years history to the Christmas bird count as an alternative to the rather gruesome custom in the past of going out on Christmas Day and shooting as much wildlife and see who had the biggest pile.
Ettinger's brought his 9-year-old daughter, Erica, for her first count. She's bundled up in a pink hat and carries a tabbed Peterson's Field Guide for Birds. She's got an idea of what she hopes to spot.
Ducks, or Dad said like a tree sparrow would be a good bird to see, or a snowy owl would be a really good bird.
Friends Mary Gray and Robin Eastup are also counting birds today. Eastup claims to be a beginner, but she's got a pair of telltale binoculars that cross behind her back, which all the pros use.
I just really like to come to the Christmas bird counts because especially if it's snowing, it just gets me in the Christmas spirit. You know, I just love it.
And it is snowing, lightly. It's about 30 degrees, but the wind makes it feel colder. Outside the White Country Church, the small town is decked out for Christmas. Many of the old Victorian homes look like gingerbread houses already. Our section is right around the church. Gray says for bird counting, you don't need a lot of equipment, just your ears, eyes, and a checklist of all the birds we might see. She gives a quick bird count 101.
You count the highest number you see. So if you look in a tree and there's, say, 4 starlings, there's something flying there, Robin, up over those trees, and you look back again and there's 6 starlings, then you know 6. It's not an exact science.
It's citizen science. The data is used to track bird migrations and population changes. It's Sunday morning and the small town roads are quiet. That's a good thing since we're looking up as we walk. There are mourning doves, modos for short, crows, chickadees, a white-breasted nuthatch, male and female juncos, the males are darker, and then, near a backyard bird feeder, something that really gets Gray's attention.
He was on the fence, clinging to the fence, and he flew up, and he's going to be on the side. He's just coming up on the right-hand side of this branch. He's underneath. Come here, this way.
It's a brown creeper, working his way from the bottom of the trunk up, looking for insect eggs and larvae.
Brown creeper's a good bird for a town bird.
Did you hear that little high drawn-out note he just gave Robin? That little chish, almost sounds like, hear that?
Yeah.
That's him.
Gray says seeing a creeper in a residential area might mean they had a good breeding year, and there are a lot of young birds looking for new territory. Later, Helgerman heads to a marshy area near Gamelands, where he hopes to see some swamp and white-crowned sparrows. There's still water and lots of seeds here for them to eat, so they may stay through the winter. He trudges through tall brown grass and briars. Waterproof boots are a good idea on a bird count. Helgerman makes a pishing sound to draw out some of the songbirds.
That was one swamp sparrow right there. I know they're in here. And bluebirds. We should be having seen some bluebirds. I haven't even heard any bluebirds yet.
He says anyone can be part of the count. It helps to go out with someone experienced like him and to keep your ears open.
You don't even pay attention to sounds anymore. Just start to learn to tune in to what you're actually hearing around you. And you'll start hearing squirrels, you'll hear chipmunks, you'll hear all these things that, you know, you were oblivious to.
After about 4 hours, we head back to the church. Mary Gray carves a ham, and the birders are gathering around the tables, eating, warming up, and comparing notes. Erica Edinger wants to talk about one bird her dad saw.
Kestrel.
A kestrel?
Yeah. Well, I might have saw it like flat. I only saw like a silhouette.
With a kestrel added to her list, she has some advice for bird counting success.
I had a lot of jackets and Dad brought hot chocolate.
She says she'll be back to check off more birds next year. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Carol Holsapel.
Links to more about Audubon Society Christmas bird counts and backyard feeder watching instructions are at our website, alleghenyfront.org.